Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Punched from the Inside, written and read by me, Quendi. I'm bent over her knee, buttocks flushed as red as my lace panties. Her hand rubs over the tender flesh, soothing my freshly spanked ass. I squirm as her fingers brush over my anus. Of course she picks up on it. Sadists always do. Her fingers circle back over that spot.
Do you want something in your ass, little one?
I nod shyly.
Use your words.
She teases.
Yes, Daddy.
Yes, what? I fight back for rising blush, knowing she gets off on humiliating me like this.
Yes, Daddy, I'd like you to finger my ass.
She rolls me onto my back and peels off my panties, rubbing lube onto the rim of my ass, and slowly she pushes in a solitary, far too slender finger. I pout up at her.
Don't tease me! Aww, does the slut want more in them?
A second finger slips in. I moan happily, looking up at her beautiful, dominant expression. Her eyes focused and commanding. Lips curved in a filthy smirk, jaw set in determination. Before long, my ass is demanding more.
Please, can I have more fingers in me?
In response, she pulls out entirely, leaving me agonizingly empty. She smiles at my desperate expression and slaps my thigh.
On all fours, little one.
I roll over and present my ass to her. She spits into it, eliciting a filthy moan as I revel in my own degradation. More lube is added, then three delightfully filling fingers. I rock back and forth, fucking myself on her hand. My cock bounces freely against my belly, painfully stiff and slick with pre-cum. She checks in, her voice soft and caring.
How are you doing?
I clench around her hand in response. She pulls out, leaving my ass fluttering and clenching around empty air.
Use your words.
Each syllable resonant with command.
I'm doing good. Please don't stop, Daddy.
My voice comes out as a needy whine. Her response comes in the form of more lube, followed by a deep, glorious burn as four fingers fill me. I groan and lean forward, then begin to push back against her fingers. We move together, slowly at first, then faster, fucking me harder and harder. I lose myself in sensation, moaning and groaning and drooling and begging for more and less and mercy and brutality. I shiver at the delightful intimacy of her breath in my ear. My face is buried in a drool-covered pillow, muffling my moan as she whispers to me, "I have my whole hand in your ass, my little slut." A sentence hits me like a sledgehammer, rich with the filthy taboo of fisting and the sweetness of being claimed as my daddy's little slut. My voice choked with arousal, I manage to say, "Oh, fuck," before she whispers to me again, "I know you love me beating you. And when you think about it, this is just like punching you from the inside." I clench involuntarily around her hand and rock back. I want this. I need this. As I push back, I feel the familiar sensation of my ass being stretched. I whimper in fear and of the sheer, overwhelming sensation. She murmurs breathless encouragements. "So close, little one. My knuckles are almost in you." I push back and with a final desperate, "Daddy!" I feel the widest part of her hand slip in. I pause, flushed and breathless, cock drooling pre-cum onto the sheet below. I feel filthy and fuller than I ever have before. Slowly I roll my hips, gasping at the countless nerves being stimulated. I feel her free hands stroke my ass and melt a little at the tender reassurance. I feel the delicious words resting on my tongue and let them out. "Fist me, Daddy." I'm overwhelmed and consumed by what follows. I'm stretched and punished and love every glorious second of it. I am incoherently noisy, a sweaty, drooling, sobbing mess. Finally, I can take no more and slump down onto the bed. I feel her slowly pull out of my well-fucked ass, disappearing for a moment to clean her hand. I flop down bonelessly, exhausted and satiated. She climbs into bed with me, kissing me on the forehead. "I'm so proud of you, little one. You took my fist so well." I smile and snuggle into her, feeling loved, supported, and wonderfully used. As I fall asleep in my girlfriend's arms, my mind drifts from how lucky I am to have her to how delightfully sore I'm going to be tomorrow. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at quenbycreatives.com. Thanks for listening.